now 8:49. Another check of triple team traffic on this Wednesday morning. And is it getting any better on I-80, Andy Farnsworth?
Well, not really. Until they open something up, it's going to be pretty much the same as it's been all morning long. There's a big line of a couple miles of semis waiting to exit eastbound 80 at the exit 77 to go to Dugway, where they're forcing all eastbound traffic off. From what I'm hearing, that'll be the direction they open up when they open anything up first. But again, haven't heard any time on that. The westbound side, of course, still blocked at exit 84, which is the West Grantsville exit. And then your alternate route is a big, long 45-mile each direction stretch to surround that Deseret Peak mountain range, Eric Butler.
On I-15, you have your normal slowdowns going on right now from Draper into Sandy and over on the West Belt, also below the average speed. If you're at 3500 south, you'll get back up to speed once you get closer to 201, but we do have an additional accident right there, right at Parkway Boulevard. And then for over on the I-80, what for the west side traffic, westbound traffic, you do have some slowing as you go by 700 east. Alicia?
Those of you southbound I-15 still seeing lots of slow and go through Woods Cross and into North Salt Lake and the North Interchange, and that's going to last with you till about Warm Springs Road, but then you improve and you're back at freeway speeds. We also have an accident. This is northbound I-15. As you're entering northbound I-15 at 2600 south on Woods Cross, you're going to see a semi off to the right at the top of that on-ramp to northbound I-15 right there in front of the high school. So plan some time and use some caution in that spot. At Big O Tire, save $100 off a set of four Big O brand tires. Big O's fall savings through October 23rd. Big O Tires, the team you can trust. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center. Traffic and